from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Vanessa Trump, the wife of Donald Trump Jr., was hospitalized early Monday as a precaution. She had opened a letter containing an unidentified white powder. Initial tests indicate the substance was not dangerous. The daughter-in-law of President Trump opened the letter, which was addressed to her husband, at their New York City apartment. Police say she felt ill after opening the letter and called emergency workers, said she was coughing and felt nauseous. Officials said a decontamination unit went to the Midtown Manhattan apartment. President Trump on Monday unveiled his long-awaited $1.5 trillion plan to tackle the nation's crumbling infrastructure, meeting with state and local officials to discuss the initiative. Trump said the plan aims to turn $200 billion in federal funds and another $1.3 trillion or more in state, local, and corporate investments into a 10-year plan to fix America's roads, bridges, railways, and other infrastructure. Whether Congress approves Trump's plan is quite uncertain. President Trump is sending a $4.4 trillion budget request to Congress that includes money for a southern border wall and to build up the military, but it is projected to increase the federal deficit by more than $1 trillion. White House officials all but acknowledged that the proposal unveiled Monday has very little chance of becoming law. That's because in the American system, Congress alone controls federal spending. But the White House insisted the budget proposal still sends an important message about President Trump's spending priorities. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate voted 97-1 late Monday to begin an extensive debate on immigration reform. Partisan differences quickly emerged on the scope and substance of what lawmakers hope to see in a final package. VOA's U.S. Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell promised an open floor process to see which immigration proposals, if any, can get three-fifths backing and advance in the chamber.
Now's the time to back up the talk with the hard work of finding a workable solution, an agreement that can pass the Senate, pass the House, and which the president will sign.
In theory, there is no limit to the number of immigration proposals senators could offer.
This is kind of a strange way to operate. We've never done it before.
Democrat Dianne Feinstein told VOA she expects an initial flurry of partisan proposals and amendments.
The first would likely be a Republican bill. The second, a Democratic bill, will probably both go down. And then maybe the third bill will be the compromise.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
The United States wants detained foreign fighters being held by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces to be turned over to face justice in their home countries. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is expected to raise the issue during a meeting in Italy with other members of the coalition fighting IS in Iraq and Syria. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
Mattis arrived in Rome for talks on the war against the Islamic State terrorist group and what to do with thousands of detainees being held by the Syrian Democratic Forces, the SDF. Hundreds are foreign fighters, and Mattis is expected to tell defense ministers from the coalition fighting the IS they must take responsibility for the foreign fighters from their countries. Foreign fighters will not be the only issue discussed at the Rome meeting, with 13 of his coalition counterparts. He said that the battle to eradicate IS is ongoing.
There are numerous questions right now about what's next as we go forward. First mission, finish off ISIS physical caliphate. That is still underway. The fight's not over against ISIS. It's not over. It goes on. There's been tough fighting the last week with ISIS.
Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
You could find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.